This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. Day two of the new U.S. Congress will open much like the first day, with the new GOP majority in chaos. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
House Democratic leader Hakeem Jeffries says yesterday was just sad.
For the first time in 100 years, the House of Representatives failed to organize on opening day.
With Republican counterpart Kevin McCarthy failing in multiple votes to become House Speaker, it's unclear how he can rebound amid challenges from hard right members. But McCarthy says he will keep fighting, saying last night Donald Trump wants him to stay in the race and unite Republicans. The House will convene again today. All other business is essentially shut down until a speaker is elected. Sagar Magani, Washington.
And they will be meeting in about an hour. The Russian military says the unauthorized use of cell phones by their soldiers helped Ukraine mount a deadly attack on a building harboring Russian troops. The AP's Karen Chamis reports.
Russian authorities confirmed that phone signals allowed Kyiv's forces to determine the location of military personnel and launch a strike. The death toll has now gone above 80, according to the Russian military. It also said the attack, which was one of the deadliest on Kremlin's forces since the start of the war, occurred 1 minute into the new year. Ukrainian forces fired 6 rockets from a U.S. launch system at a building in the area of Makivka in southeastern Ukraine, where the Russian soldiers were stationed. 4 of those rockets hit and destroyed the building, killing scores of Russian troops. I'm Karen Chamas.
For more on these and all of the stories we're covering, please visit us at voanews.com.